Hello, Matchbox 20 fans. I'm Justin. Thanks for checking out Deprogrammed. Very happy to have you aboard. Hope you enjoy the program. Fair warning, there may be songs that get left off that you enjoy. It happens. It's a game show. Just because it's not presented as such doesn't mean it isn't one. We are playing a game here, and it's fun. And we're trying to get people into the band ultimately. You may disagree, and that's cool. Feel free to leave a message, and maybe we'll use it in future episodes. But ultimately, this is about fun and getting people into Matchbox 20, which you love. So you can help us. You can help us with that. Tell somebody that that you listen to this pod, and hope you check out some other episodes. Thanks. It's Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into an artist. Today's artist is Matchbox 20. You heard me correctly. Matchbox 20, we're talking Matchbox 20 today. We've done all the hard work for you, which means you can go to Hard Work Works Fitness app. I mean, that was close to the right sell I was going for. You can kickstart your road to better health with the Hard Work Works Fitness app. It is for all ability levels. You got a full gym? Maybe. You got no gym? Whatever. I'm telling you what, ain't no problem. What's included with that? Over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. There's a nutrition guide to help keep you on track. Look, man, we all get way off rails with our diets and whatnot. Coach Joe wants to keep you on track. All this is only $10 a month. There's a special offer for Deprogrammed listeners if you use promo code STUPID. That's promo code STUPID, because I am stupid, and you get your first month free. The Hard Work Works Fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Today, as I said, we are talking Matchbox 20, and I'm not sure which one of you two, because this is the same panel from Poison. I'm not sure which one of you two put this band on the board. We were having a conversation like right after, and you guys both kind of went, oh yeah, Matchbox 20. Do you guys remember which one you said it first?
I think we were talking about like our favorite, because this was back when the Spotify trending podcast was blowing up Deprogrammed, and we were talking about like, oh, what were your favorite panels and stuff? And then we were kind of throwing out like, what would be your dream band to throw out there? And I was like, dude, I'd love to do Matchbox 20, man.
Yes.
And Corey, I think Corey goes, oh, hell yeah, like count me in. And then the next day you sent a message and like changed the name of our group chat from Poison Deprogrammed to Matchbox 20 Deprogrammed.
Well, you know, same panel, might as well keep all the same stuff. No sense.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, why don't you, now you have to do it on record, Christina, why is it that we are talking about Matchbox 20? What is it about them?
Man, Matchbox 20 makes you feel good. And I feel like we need a lot of that these days.
Yeah.
There's something about listening to Matchbox 20 since I was a kid, because this has been around since I was young and it was playing on the radio all of the time. And it's always feel good music, no matter what. Even if the song is sad as hell, it's still upbeat. So it's just one of those bands you listen to and you just feel good and you can belt along and not take yourself too seriously, because that's just like the genre it is. That like 90s alternative pocket is so feel good that it's all I've been listening to for like months now. It's awesome. It just makes you feel good.
Well, you know, that's a really great way to put it. So if that's the case, Corey, what is it for you?
Christina summed it up perfectly, because I agree that you have, because there's some Matchbox 20, you know, Rob Thomas and company, as we'll touch on throughout the episode here, they do get in their feelings sometimes. But when they do, it's not to such a bummer of a degree that it forces you in your mind to get in your feelings. So you're not bummed out when you hear even their softer, more ballady stuff. You know what I mean? It's all upbeat. It does put you in a good mood. For me, Matchbox 20 is one of the quintessential bands. We touched on it when the three of us did Poison. I grew up predominantly listening to music that came out before I was born. Matchbox 20 for me is one of the bands I kind of discovered myself. You know, they were still putting stuff out. The songs we're going to talk about today, like, I grew up with these. I remember them being played on FM radio, you know, at the pool, at a bowling alley, at a, you know, a house party, whatever the hell you were doing back in the day. But they were there, and they were, whereas, you know, Poison and bands like that I love, I can't claim that as mine. Like, I grew up with it because it's what my parents listened to, so I kind of acquired it through them. But I didn't grow up with Poison cranking out tracks currently necessarily. I did with Matchbox 20. I remember these songs. It allowed me to be nostalgic as I was going through and doing all this. And they're one of the bands that, for me, I identified with as, okay, they are, from my generation, the music that I grew up with, these are one of the bands that I enjoy the most. And the moment Christina mentioned Matchbox 20, it was like, yo, hell yeah. Because they've always been, I don't care, I know, you know, if they're softer, whatever the case may be, people can make fun of them. I fucking love Matchbox 20, always have, always will.
So to that, it's the way you said that is, that's what Smashing Pumpkins was for me. Like, Smashing Pumpkins were the first band that I chose. Like, there's plenty of bands that I like that my parents chose, but Smashing Pumpkins was the first one that I was like, yo, it was probably Today or something along those lines. I was like, yo, that song is awesome. I like this band. And then, you know, kind of grew from there. So my relationship with Matchbox 20 is one you might, you know, assume. Basically, just whatever I heard on the radio. I was one of those people that made fun of them, Corey, you know, up until I was, you know, until I grew up, basically. I stopped making fun of them years ago. So basically, what I am looking to do here with my time with Matchbox 20 was disprove myself, like, just realize that they aren't what I thought they were, but they turned out being what I thought they were. It's just what I thought they were wasn't as bad as what I was making it in my head, if any of that makes sense.
Right.
I think
right.
That's how a lot of people feel, though, is they have like, oh, Rob Thomas, man.
Yeah.
Like, that guy sucks. And it's like, yeah. Nah. Like, yeah, Rob Thomas, like, played the game. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he really knew how to sell records and, like,
yep,
really, like, played the part of a 90s, like, alternative rocker. I mean, you could find Rob Thomas everywhere. I mean, we'll probably talk about the Santana thing a bit later. But, yeah. Like, I think everybody has that opinion that doesn't actually, like, love Matchbox 20. They kind of are like, ugh, fucking Matchbox 20. Those dudes are lame.
Yeah.
But, like, it's kind of in the same way when we talked about Poison, is like, they are what they are, and you just have to allow them to be that and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the word right there, the operative word. I didn't think they were fun. You know, or maybe I thought they were fun at a time when I wasn't looking for fun, and for some reason that turned into these guys stink. And yeah, I mean, you nailed it. Like, I ended up so it's 49 songs. It's 3 hours and 11 minutes. It's not a ton of music to get through, which all kind of comes together to make it this thing where it's like, this isn't a chore. This is something that I'm really enjoying. And I loved the growth from, so the first album is probably the one most people would kind of go, yeah, that one. And I think my list kind of says that. But the one I enjoyed the most was the follow-up, because it grew just enough to kind of hit a Justin pocket that I was like, yo, like, if I would have found this on my own, like, at, you know, early 20s, I probably would have loved this band then. But, you know, things as they were, it just didn't happen that way. So I already made mention that there's only 49 songs. There's 3 hours and 11 minutes worth of music. Christina, what was it like putting your 20 together for this? Like, what were you thinking? What were you hoping to do with your 20?
Well, I went about this one a little bit differently. I've kind of tried to find in my doing deprogrammed episodes the best structure for me, and I feel like I think I might have hit it with this one because I tried to do it like favorite at the top and then kind of go from there. And I usually go album order. So this time I just like went on vibe for me because with Matchbox 20, I don't want it to be like, I'm not trying that hard to get somebody into Matchbox 20. Like that's the goal. But like, I just want them to realize there are songs that are likable for different reasons, not just like the radio play, but there are hits on here that are hits for a reason. So that was the hard part, is like cutting hits out for me. Because it's like with Stone Temple Pilots, like you look at their like greatest hits or whatever, and like 9 of 14 songs are radio songs. And it's the same with Matchbox 20. If you had a greatest hits of these guys, they'd be radio hits, and they were all super successful for a reason. So I think that was what was hard for me, is to make sure that I didn't go too heavy on the hits. And I looked up the Spotify top songs to like see where they were. And I definitely had a hard time cutting it down at the end, because when I started out, this is not going to be a surprise probably to anybody, I had 33 out of the 49 songs on my first pass. And I had almost the entire record for Mad Season. Seriously, like yourself or someone like you, I really reined myself back in, but that's a perfect record to me. I love the whole thing. And I have it on vinyl and I listen to it all of the time. But Mad Season, like you had said, Justin, it just grew up just enough. And like they hit a stride with that record. And I had almost all of the songs on my first pass. It was like, calm down, Christina. There's only four records. Have a little bit of balance.
Some sort of balance.
So that was kind of tough. I overthought myself a little bit on trying to balance it out. So at the end, I was like, screw it and go with what you like.
I think that'll end up being the thing, because thankfully there isn't miles apart in this discography. So, Corey, what was it like putting together your 20?
That, I think, with the number of albums, that is an interesting note for me, because I know personally, and again, I didn't remember everything, necessarily album-wise in my head over the years, but I thought they had come out with more albums than this. So when I saw kind of everything, the entire catalog was the 3 hours and 11 minutes, I went, oh shit, but it's cool because it is, it's such an easy listen, and it's good. And as Christina said, the hits are hits for a reason. And I'm sure we're going to touch on those, but there's a lot of other stuff here as well that, for me, I had my first pass through, I had 29. But there wasn't anything of the songs, I believe you said 49, there was no songs where any of the other episodes I've done, there's always like a couple where it's like, like immediately, now I'm not going this route. I can cut this one here. For me, of these four albums, there wasn't, even though I had 29, the first pass, like the other remaining ones, I wasn't like, this sucks. Everything there, I dug, And so it was an enjoyable listen. I completely agree with Mad Season. I do definitely think it is a step up from Yourself or Someone Like You, which I also love. And I'd forgotten kind of about the album North as well, which I know we'll touch on. That was one that I kind of, for me, when I think Matchbox 20, those albums that we mentioned are the ones that I think of that come to mind, Yourself or Someone Like You or Mad Season. So North was another one, and I think it's probably because there's such a gap between,
Three
that
and
and More
four,
Than You
yeah.
Think You Are, that it kind of just fell off my radar. But there was a lot from that even that I enjoyed. And there was, I can't remember the gap offhand, but I think an 8, 9 year gap between albums, and some of the stuff on North Rock too. So it was just a pleasure going back through and listening to some of this stuff again, man, for the first time, in the case of some of these songs, for the first time in a while.
I am pleased as punch to hear this conversation shaping up the way it is, because I feel almost exactly the same way you guys do. Like the I think the difference here is going to be which songs we chose, because I feel like I got a complete grasp of what the band is. And while the third album was probably my least favorite, I kept waiting for the shoe to drop. Like I'm forever doing that. I was like, okay, so the debut album is going to be good. Like, there's no way. I had almost the entire record. My first pass was like, okay, well, that doesn't work for me. And I,
me too.
I went back through and trimmed a few out. And then I went through Mad Season, same thing. I was like, you got to be kidding me. At this point, I have almost two full albums. I'm like, okay. And I'm already going back a second time to like find the trim. And then the third album was the first time where I felt like, okay, well, I don't need this whole album. Like, I, to Corey's point, I don't think... I was hoping for a lot more easy outs. I kept waiting for the shoe to drop. I kept waiting for them to turn into what I thought they were, like, when I didn't like them. And it just, it never happened. And then I was completely shocked by North, because I thought for sure, between the gap, between the fact it's the fourth album, I was like, well, this is going to be garbage. No, I mean, North had the most expendable stuff in the context of this conversation for me, but yeah. I could also see where people would pull most of that album too. I could see a case for most of those songs. So it really just kind of became, okay, to Christina's initial point, vibe. Like, I was trying to find the Matchbox 20 vibe. Like, what is it that, what's connecting with me? And so that's what I went for. I went for connection. Your boy said a lot of words and not a lot of time right there. So
getting a little winded.
Yeah.
let's play Final Say. So whoever gets the closest to correct gets the final say on our final song on the list today. So based on the conversation we've just had, Christina, how many would you say that we're going to get unanimous?
Swing pretty confident and say six.
Okay. All right. What are you thinking, Corey?
I'm going to go with four.
Four? Okay. I'll split the difference. I'll go five.
This will be interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like the catalog is small enough to where we can get like around four pretty easily. It's going to be like there's a couple songs where I'm like, I don't know.
You're going to be the wild card here, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like always, your boy is always the wild card. But with that, I'm going to start off with one that might shock you all, because it's definitely a radio hit. I'm going to go with Real World.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Like, kind of has to. That one felt like number one. It's the number one song. It is the first thing you hear, and I heard that riff initially and I was like, no, not this song. Nope. I left it and I'm glad I did. Cause the second time I came back around, I was like, wait a second.
Okay. The lyrics are so clever too.
Yeah, they are.
And
that's something that you'll notice throughout the whole discography, is that you think that they're just these like cheesy dudes, but the lyrics are actually really clever.
Yes.
And then this vibe. Like this song specifically was the Matchbox 20 vibe that I spent the rest of my time with the band trying to find. I was like, it's bouncy, it's bright, it's got a punch to it without being, you know, way overdone. And like you mentioned, clever lyrics, and it's just fun. So let's get a little bit of breath for that one.
I wish you guys could watch me dancing in my chair right now.
There was also like something very Grey's Anatomy about that song. So.
Oh, shit.
I just watched all 16 seasons on Netflix over the last couple months, and oh boy.
I've watched.
My God, that show's been around forever.
I've watched eight of them, so I have a feeling. I have a feeling I know what we're going to be talking about afterwards. All right, so Real World is in. Christina, where are you going to start?
I'm also going to start on Yourself or Someone Like You, and lead with my heart and go with Back to Good.
Yep.
Okay. Nope.
Thank you, Corey. I will say that is my favorite Matchbox 20 song. It hands down, like, I can't love it any more than I do. I think that like we were saying, Corey, at the beginning, is like it has the bummer songs that aren't a bummer.
Yes.
This is a perfect example of that. Is it's a total bummer song, but it sounds upbeat-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't make you want to draw the blinds in your house, blackout curtains, and just be a Zoloft egg. Like it's still got a good vibe to it. I mean, that's my favorite thing of it, because when I mean, personally, and everybody's different, and I'm not the guy that doesn't want to get in his own head when he listens to music. I think that's part of what makes music so goddamn enjoyable, is that it can take you to a place like that. But for me personally, generally speaking, 90% of the time when I'm listening to music, I don't want to be sad. And there's certain, you know, song, that's why I don't listen to country music. But, you know, you don't want to be bummed out, and none of the sad stuff here makes you feel super sad. It still gets you in a good mood, and that's the beauty of Matchbox 20.
Your boy just looked at the dev score. I shouldn't have done that. Okay.
Hey, look, the Flyers have scored goal number 3 since we've started recording. So nothing from the Sabres yet, so no impromptu live swears from your boy yet.
I was doing my best, but there was a notification from the NHL app. I was like, oh, let me look at this. Oh, God, it's Caps. No. All right, Corey?
All right, I will stick with you guys on Yourself or Someone Like You. Let me go with, I'm going to go with Argue.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh.
Okay. I love that song, though.
Okay. See, this is where I thought we were going to be, like in the weeds, like kind of split on a couple of the albums. So
it's stuck in my head now. You say it and I'm singing in my head.
All right. Not a bad first round. I think I'm just going to go in order. How about Long Day?
I do not.
That was my second to last cut.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Let's let it get its time in the sun here for a second. Sitting by the overcoat, the second shelf, the note she wrote that I can't bring myself to throw away. I think I got shocked by the fact that, like, after the first song, I'm like, I'm still in? Okay.
That kick in.
I couldn't ignore that.
Yep.
I couldn't ignore that. That was the strength of it for me. All right. Give it a little more. All right. Christina?
I'm going to switch gears a tiny bit and go to Mad Season and play Bent.
Got it. 1, 2.
Apparently I do not.
I forgot that song was a radio song. Because I don't think it got a much rotation, but I like remembered it so well that I was like, there's no way that this wasn't on the radio. So like I listened back through it. I'm like, how do I know all the words to this song? That's kind of what I found with Matchbox 22. You ever wonder like how your brain can retain lyrics to songs you haven't heard in 10 years, but
yeah.
You can't remember what you ate for lunch?
Yeah. All
that
the
was
damn time.
Almost all of this for me is like, I'm like listening through it and I'm like, how the hell do I remember the lyrics to this song?
Right.
This was clearly one of them.
All right. Corey?
I'll travel to Mad Season as well. This is also one of the radio ones, but always dug it. I'm going to play If You're Gone.
I do not have that one. Was that?
Yes, I have that. And I really, really love it, even though it's a radio tune. It's one of their top songs on Spotify, too.
I'm already just screwing everything up. Spending my time messing it all up. I'll stay on that album, though, because I think I have 5 or 6 from that one, too. So, the moment I realized that I'm still in Come Album 2, Angry.
I do not. That was a final cut for me.
Ugh, that was one of my last ones too.
Oh, man. I am playing poorly.
That's also track one, right?
Yep. Yeah, I push play and I'm like, wait, I'm still in? On this band I thought I hated? This is also another one of those ones where it kind of hits a switch. All right, let's see. God. Those backup vocals, like the choral. Does take a second to get to, though. All right, let's give it a minute.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas, like, as much as people want to shit on Rob Thomas, like, I really love his singing voice. And he's got a really cool range. But a lot of people are like, ooh, fucking Rob Thomas. I'm like, no, shut up. He can sing way better than you can.
He has a presence about about him. Even in a recording, he's very present. You can't deny him. And power. Like, there's a power to him.
Right.
Sure.
All right. Hopefully I'm done with the trash, but we'll find out. Christina.
I just got an NHL notification too. I will go with a hard departure and go to North and play Parade.
Yes.
I do not.
Oh.
So close.
I love the lyric in that song. I wish that you had stayed.
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is one of my favorite movies, and there's a line in it, I wish you'd stayed.
Yeah.
And it's just like a big old bummer, but that song is so good. This reminds me of that.
I love that movie. I love that movie.
It's so good.
All right. So that goes up here. All right, Corey.
I'm going to stay on Mad Season and go with Rest Stop.
Yes.
That one I cut.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We got the I like two. It.
Yeah, we got the two.
This is going to be a conversation.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You ain't kidding. I mean, we're not doing horribly. We've only landed the one. Very.
Yeah, there's still confident. A couple out there that'll probably go through, I'm sure.
I mean, I would hope so. All right, so we're back to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about Disease?
I do not.
Okay. Yeah, we're all over the map. Disease.
I really dug that song.
All right, Christina.
I'm going to go back to Yourself or Someone Like You and not surprise anybody, I guess, and play Push.
Yep.
I do not have that one for all the
reasons. I figured that you would not.
Yeah, all the reasons you think I don't.
But I just think that one is just, like, yeah, it's their number one song on Spotify, but I really think that it feels a little bit grittier, I think, than a few of the other ones. And it just gives you that kind of like, I want to stand in the middle of a crowd and hear them play this song.
It feels a lot closer to the 90s contemporaries, like the Lives and the Counting Crows type stuff. And I got to be honest, like, I thought for sure, that's another song that I was like, for sure, there's no way it's making it. And it definitely made my first pass, like I said, like the entire record did. And if I had to put a number to it, like I said, my official first pass was 28. If I had to put a number to it, it was probably like 29, 30. Like, it was, I gave it some serious, serious consideration, which I don't usually do with a song like that. So
I'll take it.
All right. So that one ekes on through to the conversation. Corey?
All right. I'll stay on Yourself for Someone Like You as well and go with A Girl Like That.
Yes.
No.
A lot of twos.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that by the end of this, you know, the times where you're like, only this song didn't get played off of this album. I feel like that's not going to happen with Yourself or Someone Like You. It's going to be the whole album.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. I have a feeling.
All right. I don't know where to go. How about back to Mad Season? You know what? I'll go with the Mad Season.
Yes.
I do not.
Okay.
What? I have a good friend that lives a few hours away from me, and we were FaceTiming earlier this week, and I told her we were doing this episode because she loves Matchbox 20. I was like, guess what we get to do this weekend? She's like, you need to talk about Mad Season. And I was like, okay. She's like, that is my favorite song. I had that CD in my car for years and played that song on repeat when I would drive to school over and over and over again.
Wow.
So if Sarah is listening to this when it comes out, Mad Season's for you.
All right. So let's see. Mad Season was me. So yes. It's your turn, Christina. I can speak, I swear.
Oh my God. I was so confident going into this, but now I can see like we're all just like we feel the same way, but we just like narrowed it down different. So I'm like nervous about the rest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go with North and play She's So Mean.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
No, I do not have that one.
What? That song is so catchy. You talked about the one earlier being jumpy. Like, this is it.
It is, and for me, and that catchy doesn't, I've always, but catchy does not always equal good. But when you, this song is kind of corny. I was actually going to play it next if you didn't. It is kind of corny. I get where Justin would leave it off. But you talk about good mood music. You can't be in a bad mood when you hear this fucking song. You can't, you know, and to your point, Christina, when you hear it, it will stay stuck in your head for at least 12 hours. You won't be able to get it out.
Seriously.
Oh man. Yeah. I think I just kind of approached those last two records probably differently than you guys did. All right. So it is Corey's turn.
All right. I'm going to go back to Yourself or Someone Like You and play Damn. Mm,
nope.
No.
Oh. I think that's only the second miss.
The third
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
They're
all off
many.
Of the same record, though.
I think so. Let's let it get its time in the sun. Yeah. This cold girl here, I know she'll make you wanna scream and damn. What's the matter, girl? Well, don't you think I'm good enough? This old heart had a whole lot of breaking down. She's got all these reasons in her head. Yeah. Here,
I think for me with that song, the verses are not it, but the chorus is really good.
Yeah.
So it just didn't come out as complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just didn't hit soon enough for me, and then it goes back to that slower stuff on the verses. I just wanted like the chorus feel to be the whole song.
No, I hear it does switch up, and that was kind of an under the radar. That was it. Like if I were to rank 1 through 20, you know, the ones I've got that made the cut, that would probably be anywhere from 17 to 19. You know, that's not one that I would be willing to die on a hill for sure.
So for the record, we are out of NTP because we've already gotten 11 through to the conversation.
Oh boy.
Yes. So, So God forbid if we hit any any more unanimous, this conversation becomes even harder. But I'm going to try, I think. Maybe, hopefully. How about crutch?
Yes.
Got it. Oh!
Hey!
Wow, I thought for sure I was jinxing myself.
There's a first time for everything.
Get a little taste. Normally I want a little faster. But then they get there. And the second they get there, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Dig it. All right, we got another one through. Got another one through. All right, Christina?
I'm going to go with the elephant in the room. And I guess people listening to this don't know why it's an elephant in the room, but 3 a.m.
I
got it.
I do not.
I knew that would happen.
Well, again, like, I thought for sure, like, that one's, there's no way. And nah, man, like, it came really close. I think basically what I boiled it down to was Real World, 3 a.m. and Push. I'm only going to take one. And I went with Real World. Whether I'm right or wrong is aside from the fact.
Yeah, I think, and I'll say this, Real World, if I had to pick a favorite song by Matchbox 20, I think I would go Real World, just to go all the way on the cheese. But I think if, to me, the song when a band comes to mind, there's a song that immediately comes to mind for you. For me, when I think Matchbox 20, that song is 3 a.m. that immediately comes to my mind. So I can get why you left it off, but I just based off that alone, I had to put it up there.
No, I get it. Like I said, I seriously considered it, which going in, and especially when I came back after the second record, and as much as I loved Mad Season, the fact that it was still in contention after Mad Season, it says a lot more about the band and that song than I wanted to give it credit for. So
right. It was pesky.
Very much so. All right. So 3 a.m. was Christina. Corey.
All right. I'm going to go back to Mad Season. This is actually my last one from Mad Season. I'm going to go with The Burn.
Oh.
No. I cut that one.
I think
that translates to two no's.
Yeah.
Mine, that was number 24 on my list.
I think, I know it made that last 28, and I think it may have been number 21. I think.
So close.
I know I cut it this morning. Oh, God. This is exactly why I play them when they miss now, because it makes me feel bad. Let it get a sec. Very playful.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm going to take a wild swing here. This one feels like it's going to be a no. English Town.
I do not.
I liked it half of the time.
I like that.
It's like half of the, like, I don't know. It's, I think for me, I'm not a musician, so I listen to things lyrically a lot more than I listen to things musically sometimes. And like half of the lyrics I really liked and the other half made no sense. Yeah, I don't know. That song was really good for me half the time.
I basically kept it around because it fit outside of my little Matchbox 20 box I had made for myself, but still felt right. So,
did you store Rain in those boxes with little yellow tags on for everyone?
Uh-huh.
I had to. That was really corny. My bad.
All right. English Town is out. Christina.
I am going to go off of More Than You Think You Are and play Hand Me Down.
I've got it.
I do not.
Yes.
I do not. But it gets into the conversation along with almost every other song. Yeah, seriously, 13. Wow.
This is going to be a fun one. And I still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I still have 8 left.
I've still got 1, 2. Yeah, I've got 6 left. Side note, I want to make a correction because I'm an idiot. I did have disease, you guys. I just did not realize until just now. Because I'm the one of the group that's looking off like a paper notes because I'm dumb. So I hope that doesn't jack anything up. If it does, my bad. But I just looked at it when Justin was talking and went, oh, fuck.
That makes it unanimous, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yep. So it goes, it automatically goes through. So here, now all that does.
I also use paper notes, by the way, Corey. So don't feel bad.
Yeah, it's just, see, and but this is where, because I'm not looking at the Google thing right now, which is what I should be doing. I should just be like list Clint Eastwood-y, I guess. So, I don't know. I mean, and I have decent handwriting for a dude. I get complimented on my handwriting all the time, which is a really weird thing to be complimented on, I guess. Not what you would want to be complimented on, but it's not like this is illegible. No idea how I didn't see it, but I saw it and went, oh, shit. Okay, so there it is. I hope I didn't jack anything up too bad.
It just means I get to play it right now so everybody can hear it.
Hey.
All right.
This is the vibe I was talking about.
Yeah. Right there.
Yep.
Undeniable. All right. Did you already make your pick, Corey?
No, if you want to count that as a play, I'm good with it because I fucked up.
No.
But I just wanted to, before I forgot, I just wanted to throw it out there that I did have it.
No. It's your turn.
No idea how I did that. My B. Okay, More Than You Think You Are. I'm going to go with The Difference.
Was in my last cuts as well. That was number 25.
Okay.
I do not have that one. I cannot save you.
That's all good. Hey, I had that coming to me, karma.
That was the final song, though, right? That was the last song on North?
I believe, no, that's on More Than You Think You Are. I believe, actually, I have...
Oh, no, it's the last song on that album. I knew it was, like, the last track. It's the last one off of that one.
Yeah. Yep. Slow dancing
on the I think it just took a little too long for me to get there.
And it's weird, man, because I normally like a song that gets going pretty quick and doesn't waste a lot of time. For some reason, Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20 get an asterisk with that rule with me. I don't know why, but...
How about I go back to Mad Season, and I'm going to go with Last Beautiful Girl.
Negative.
All on my own on that one again.
Well, Corey had said he has no more Mad Season, so the Mad Season potentials are you and me now.
Ah, yes. And I think I only have a couple left. Oh. That one's a dagger. Okay. All right, Christina.
I will go with, off of North, Overjoyed.
Yes.
No. We're going to be stuck at three.
There's still a few I have hope for. We'll see.
I mean, I think I do have like six left, so it's not like not going to happen. All right. I need to rid that one. All right, Corey.
All right, I'm going to play. I've got one more left off of North. I'm going to shoot it out here, right here, see if you guys have it. Like Sugar.
No.
No.
Christina almost laughed.
Yeah.
I did. Hell. You guys just didn't hear it, actually.
Well, what's funny though, like, because immediately, like, it was well outside the sound that I was looking for. And to be honest, it has that cheese factor, but I felt like it overstepped its cheese welcome.
Like, oh, twinkly, no, totally. Weird piano in there that, like, I don't know. It just sounded a little bit too, like, it sounded tough, but then that twinkle, I was like, what is happening?
All right. Back to me. How about Cold?
No.
Negative.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, cut that one.
The second I play all the ones that I missed, like, it's like you can hear immediately why I chose it, but then I but then I hear immediately why you guys didn't. Especially this far into the game. All right, Christina?
I will go with one that is another bummer that's not a bummer. And go off yourself and someone like you and play Cody.
No.
No, I love that song though.
Yeah, I played that one and like the note I put next to it was lyrics are a huge bummer. But it doesn't sound like it's a sad song.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's rather upbeat actually. All right, Corey.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and throw out another FM radio darling off More Than You Think You Are. Unwell.
No.
I tried so hard not to put this one in. It made it in. It squeaked in at number 20 for me.
Yeah.
All right.
And for me, it was between that song and one other one off of that album that were both on the radio, and I pick this one instead.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see. What do I got left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll just dump out here. Busted.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Hang.
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Stop.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Feel.
Yes.
No.
Oh shit.
Could I be you?
No, I love that song though.
No, that was one of my final ones as well.
All right, and Downfall.
Yes.
No. Wow. Okay, and then last but not least, this one is number 20 for a reason. Sleeping at the Wheel.
No,
I do not.
Yeah. That one was the one I was sure would not make it. All right. Wow. How many do you have left now, Christine? I feel like I almost cleared you out right there.
One left.
One? All right.
Same.
What you got?
I know Corey's not going to have this because it's on Mad Season, but I have Bed of Lies.
I dig it, but no.
All right. And what's your last one, Corey?
Bright Lights off More Than You Think You Are.
That's the one I switched on well for.
Yep.
All right, let's see. Could I Be You was just me. Downfall was me and Christina, right? Feel was Feel me and Christina or me and Corey? There was one.
It was you and I.
Corey.
Okay. Hang was me and Christina.
Yes.
I already got busted. Hang. Stop.
I like Hang a lot. That's a good song.
This is about to get brutal in here.
Hell yeah. Good God.
Stop.
So it looks like Corey might have won.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you're right.
With your four, we got three through unanimously. So Corey gets the final say.
All right.
Yep. All right. So unanimous in our decisions, Crutch, Disease, and Real World are in.
Weird.
Right.
We have 19 through to the conversation that we need to trim down to 7. Okay.
Okay.
So we got 3 a.m., Argue, Back to Good, Bent, Busted, Downfall, Feel, Girl Like That, Hand Me Down, Hang, If You're Gone, Mad Season, Overjoyed, Parade, Push, Rest Stop, She's So Mean, Stop, and Unwell.
Jesus.
Yeah, so let's start trimming some fat here, Corey. If there was one that I just listed that you would say, you know what, good game. You made it this far, but man, you have no place in this conversation anymore. What would it be?
I would go with, okay, so for me, the ones I did not have were Downfall, Busted, Hang, and Stop. If I were to choose one out of those, it would be Stop. But, you know, again, I didn't have it. So that would depend on how much you guys, you know, whether or not that was a hill you wanted to die on. But if I had to pick one of those four, that's the one I'd go with.
What do you think, Christina? Willing to let go?
That was number 19 on my list. So it's towards the bottom. I'm not married to it.
Okay. Now, same question to you, Christina. If there's something there that's like, you know what? You did great. You did good, kid. But it's time to go.
Yeah, I think the one song I don't even have any qualms about seeing go is Unwell, because it was such a huge song for them. And there are better huge songs for them than Unwell. If we're going to include any of the hits, I feel like there are better ones than that one. I don't know. What do you guys feel?
Agreed.
All right. So let's get rid of that one. All right. So let's get a couple in that you feel like we can't go any further without having. So there's 17 left. Of those 17, is there one where, Christina, you feel like we can't do anything else until this one's in?
That's a really hard question. I would say there are two songs that are hills I might be willing to die on, and they're Back to Good and Bent.
Okay.
I think.
Are either of those jumping out at you, Corey, as ones that you feel like we need before we can do anything else?
Those, I'm all for those getting in. See, here's the qualm I have, because I love Back to Good and I love Bent. I'm also looking at, I am totally going to sound like just FM radio hits asshole here. I think Push in 3 a.m., one of those I think needs to get through.
Actually, I can agree with that.
Yeah, I think.
But I'm all for Back to Good and Bent both being in there as well. I fucking love both of those.
Me too.
If I were to take either 3 a.m. or Push, I think I'm taking 3 a.m. For some reason, like, I hated 3 a.m. so much coming into this. And I actually really, really enjoy it now. And Push still has this ick feeling that I can't escape from just being, I mean, you know, and not in the same, you know, the same vein of like when we talked about Poison, but like,
right.
I can't get past what it did to me when it came out. Like this feeling of, ugh, like, not this band. And like I said, it came really close to making my list, but there is that feeling. I think ultimately it didn't make it because it's still, there's something about that song that makes me go, yeah, I remember when they came out. And not, right. not in a good way. Whereas 3AM, I feel like got the same amount of radio play, but like was able to turn me around. So if I was to take one of the two, to me, it's 3AM.
Sure.
All right. Maybe I said too many words. More words than I needed to. All right, so let's grab 3AM. Now, I guess...
What are your feelings about Back to Good or Bent, Justin? Because I don't think you had either of those, did you?
I had neither, and for some reason, neither one is sticking out to me. I don't know why. Oh, that's why. No, this one was definitely just a radio song casualty.
But it's so good.
If I'm taking one or the other, I'm taking Bent.
I didn't say to pit them against each other. How dare you?
Right?
Did we never said that.
Well, maybe I heard that in my brain.
That's because you weren't
listening. He created the matchup.
Let's see.
I like Bent a lot though.
I think it's not like I hate Back to Good. So I'm willing to concede on and take Bent and leave Back to Good in the conversation.
I think we can do that because Corey is our final say.
Yeah, see?
And ooh. We'll see what he does with it.
Yeah.
Christina's playing the home field advantage.
Yeah. Now that's the smart play. All right, and then what did we lost Push, right?
Yeah. I also think that maybe we can think about some of the hits here where, like, If You're Gone and God, which one I'm missing here? Like She's So Mean played on the radio too, or like the lesser known ones. What am I looking for here? Mad Season, like the title track. I think those three are all kind of in the same pocket.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think if when we talk about If You're Gone, I'll say this. I would, if we're encompassing the radio hits that we kind of just touched on as well, I would lean Back to Good, and that's still in the conversation. I would much rather have that over If You're Gone. So I am okay if we neuter If You're Gone.
I am too. All right, so let's... I love it, but I'm okay with it. And I think, Justin, yeah. You did not have that, correct?
Yeah, I did not have that one.
But I do feel like we do need to incorporate something off of North, and I feel like...
Yeah.
Maybe, like, as much as I love She's So Mean and Overjoyed, I think Parade maybe is the best of the three that we...
Totally good with it.
All right, so let's grab Parade.
And you had that one, Justin, right?
Yes, I did. Indeed. All right, so that gives us six, right? And so we're losing Overjoyed and She's So Mean at this point?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think we can do that safely.
All right, Overjoyed.
Because like we kind of said from the beginning, maybe it's the gap. It was like, what, nearly a decade between. So like including something off of there to show that they kind of still stuck to themselves, but not like,
yeah,
you're not going to get still... Matchbox 20 pocket necessarily listening to that record. You'll get some of it, but some of it you might be a little bit disappointed if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. All right. So we've got it trimmed down to 10. We've got six in the converse, or six all the way through. We got 3AM, Bent, Crutch, Disease, Parade, in Real World. All right, so these 10 we need to trim down to 4. We've got Argue, Back to Good, Busted, Downfall, Feel, Girl Like That, Hand Me Down, Hang, Mad Season, and Rest Stop. All right, so is there either one that you feel like, okay, cool, we can get rid of it at this point, Christina, or is there one where it's like, man, leaving Back to Good on the shelf for a moment, one that you really, really want.
One that I really want through?
Or one that you feel like, okay, it's made it far enough.
Well, I think too, right now where I'm sitting is a lot of the songs that have two that are in the conversation left are a lot of those ones that we like kind of dumped out at the end.
Yeah.
So like for me, Downfall and let's see what else I have on here. I gotta check my list again. Downfall for sure, and then no, maybe that was the only one.
Downfall.
That one I had that I was just like Downfall and Busted. That's the other one. Those two are ones that were at the bottom of my list that we're like throwing in at the like very end round that I didn't feel the need to play right away.
Right.
So I'd be fine with those ones leaving. But I think you, Justin, were the one that had those otherwise. So yeah, obviously we know Corey probably isn't married to them.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, at this point. At this point, I think I'm just trying to make Back to Good's road in as hard as possible. That's all.
You shit.
That's the only thing I'm doing at this point, playing spoiler. All right, so we have 8 left that we need to trim down to 4. So of these 7, again, we'll leave Back to Good for later. Argue, Feel, Girl Like That, Hand Me Down, Hang, Mad Season, Rest Stop. Is there one of those, Corey, that are like, okay, we need that now?
I mean, I think you had Argue as well, didn't you, Justin?
I did, yes.
If we're going off the beaten path of shit that didn't get rotated a ton on radio, that's one of my favorites. I don't know how Christina feels about it. That being said, I wouldn't like commit arson if it doesn't get through either. So
how do you feel about Argue, Christina?
Well, we all know how much I love Yourself or Someone Like You. I actually wrote a note that says, do not judge me for my love for Yourself or Someone Like You. And that was one of the only 2 songs that I did not pull on my first pass.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, we can, I think that can be, I think it's safe to eliminate. I mean, I'm good with it if you are, Justin.
Okay. Let's do it.
Girl Like That was the other one. Sorry.
All good.
All right.
But if I'm telling you how I really feel about that album, those 2 songs, Girl Like That and Argue, were the ones that I did not pull even on my original pass.
Right.
But that doesn't matter. My opinion is not the be all end all.
So again, we have 7 remaining. We got four
spots left.
4 spots left.
I maybe want to throw this out where like some of the songs that we haven't mentioned at all are going to be like Rest Stop and Hand Me Down. I haven't heard anybody really say anything about them.
That's true.
Do you guys have? I had both of them. I had one of
Me
them.
Me too.
I feel like I had one of them.
Yeah, I cut Rest Stop, but I had Hand Me Down.
Hand Me Down.
But Rest Stop was on my first pass, and I like both of them, but nobody's really fought for them or really said much. So I don't know how you guys feel about those. If they could be easy outs or not. And then we'd be down to, I think, what, 5? And then it's 1 more cut and done, right?
Yeah. So I think that's the way
true.
To do it. So I'm with that. Let's lose. What was it? Hand Me Down, Rest Stop. And then since there's only 1 cut left, it's up to Corey.
To cut it.
Yep. So hold on, Hand Me Down and Rest Stop. So I can give you like the actual remaining list. Back to Good, Feel, Girl Like That, Hang, and Mad Season. You can cut one of those songs. Christina and I can't say a thing about it.
Do you guys
I promise that our friendship is not at stake here.
I was
no
say,
pressure.
Do we want to do elevator pitches? Like, no, I don't want to play this up too much. Because I've got a route I was going to go, and I think is there any of them that either of you would be willing to go? No, F this. This is the one I want, or do not want cut.
This is your choice.
Yeah,
I'm a
you.
Diplomatic person in the game when it comes down to conceding. I try to be anyway. So I think you get to be the all powerful here.
All
I
right.
won't set anything on fire because I got the songs that I really cared about in already, like
Well, look,
for the
Christina,
most
we
part.
know Back to Good is through, so we won that battle, right?
Woo!
So, I think out of the ones remaining, no disrespect to it, but I think I'm going to cut Hang.
Okay,
Reason
fair.
being, A, I didn't have it. And that was kind of in the last little dump of everybody getting everything out there. So I think if it were, and I think, I can't remember, Justin, I believe you played it, right?
Yeah.
So if either of you felt super strongly about it, I would think that it would have come before the final dump.
You would
That's
think.
just an assumption I'm making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that being said, I'm good with cutting the nuts off of Hang.
All right, so we have R10, 3 a.m. Back to Good. Oof. Bent. I'm just kidding.
Get out of here.
I'm just kidding. Crutch, Disease, Feel, Girl Like That, Mad Season, Parade, and Real World. I made y'all work for Back to Good, though.
You
You
did. You
did,
really
man.
did.
All right. So, of those 10, Christina, which one is the one with a bullet?
Crutch.
Ooh. Ooh. What do you think, Corey?
I am good with Crutch, but if I'm gonna nominate one, I'm gonna throw Real World out there. And again, that's just because gun to my head, pick a favorite Matchbox 20 song. That's it. And it did get through unanimously.
Yeah, let me.
So I'm going to elevate that a little bit, but I'm good if we go Crutch as well.
Wait, didn't Crutch get through
Yeah, it did.
unanimously as well?
It did. It
And so
did.
did Disease, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So, Crutch and Real World were the two. Well, Real World was the one I was leaning towards. But man, oh man, Crutch really, really scratches the itch.
Right?
It does. It does.
And
I think it's less cheesy, maybe.
Oh, 100%.
And I think if we went Real World, you're kind of admitting there what people think they are, even though people's perception of what that is different. I think if you give them Crutch, you're going, yeah, okay, it's what you think it is, but rethink what you think it is.
There's other stuff here too, right? No, that's a good point. You sold me, pal.
All right, so let's go Crutch. Let's get a second here. Huh. Crutch is our number one with a bullet. 3 a.m. Back to Good. Bent. Crutch. Disease. I already said Crutch twice. Good for me. I can read. Disease. Feel. Girl Like That. Mad Season. Parade. And Real World round out our 10.
A lot more of a deep cut list than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
Your boy's got to throw things out of whack sometimes. Well, because I wasn't very familiar with the radio stuff past the first album. So just kind of the way it worked out. So we've done it. We have done it. We have done it. We have created a top 10 for you to get into Matchbox 20. And look, maybe you disagree with our list. Cool. You know what you can do? Join the Discord. There is a channel on the Discord where you can come in and talk about it. Say, hey, I feel like you got these wrongs. And hint, 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 there may be a show coming where you can really, really voice your say on the show. Just saying, I'm working on stuff. Maybe you want to do that. Join the Discord, the Legion of Stupid Discord. Ask for a link if you'd like. Best way to get in is to pledge. Patreon.com/ohhi, Justin. Dollar a month gets you in the door. And includes a Legion dis. God, man, what the hell? I can talk. I'm not going to edit this out. That's great. The Legion of Stupid Discord. It gets you an invite automatically. So do that. Join the Discord. Come have fun. And look, we're a pod. So, you know, wherever you're listening to this, subscribe, rate, comment, all that stuff would be great. Best way you can tell, best way you can help the show is to tell somebody that you listen to it. Hey man, I listen to Deprogram and it's good. I like it. And suddenly everybody in the world loves Deprogrammed. It's great. And that helps me out a great deal. I'd love, love, love to have you in. And again, if you want to come play, it's as simple as reaching out. That's how Christina got here. All you have to do is let me know that you want in. And, you know, in Christina's case, I kind of just asked her and kind of forced her into it, but that's a whole that's a whole different conversation. But look, seriously, I'd love to have you come play. I'd love to talk to you about your favorite bands. So consider it. And then with that, Matchbox 20, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.